How is it going, Venu? Good? What is your name?
Navina.
Navina, yes. How is it going? Anything you like to say?
I'm happy.
Happy, no?
Yes.
Yes. Just accept that. Accept that you are happy.
Yes.
What does that do when you accept you are happy? What happens then?
I can breathe.
Yeah, more than breathe. Breathe you do anyway. Do you get what now? It's almost like you are not allowed, that's how people are, that's how we are. Almost like we're not allowed to be happy, no? So when you just accept that you are happy, that's why I'm telling you, you have to embrace that. You have to take it in if happiness is coming. You have to stand up for it. What happens when you are happy? Then no more problems. If you are happy, how can you have problems? No? And we are so used to having problems. So that's almost too much. It's almost too good to be true. They say too good to be true. So many places, all over the planet, it's too good to be true, they say. But have you heard they say, it's too bad to be true? It's too bad to be true. Why don't they say that? You see how they hold on to the negative. It's too good to be true. I like to change it. It's too bad to be true. But the mind always wants to find the negative. No? It cannot be that good. So that's what I want to remind you. It is that good. And it's more than that good. And then it's too bad to be true. Welcome to Satsang. Everybody, they like to see the bad side of things, or the negativity. My beloved Babaji, today when you spoke with Venu about creating a book and spreading the truth and love, I'm spreading truth and love. I don't care much about book. If you like to play with it, you're welcome. If it makes you happy, you're welcome. I couldn't care less. I felt as if you had shot arrows of fire on us, and one of them came straight into my heart. That is good. And these arrows I shoot into your heart, they will wake up your heart. They will make it more alive. So that is what is good. Whatever you do with that, out of your creativity, out of your love, it's good. My master, he had so many books. And he speaks so beautiful, and they have so many books in the world. I'm fine. Just like this. Just like this is more than enough. Less trouble. Otherwise, how we have to extend, no. That's why we played with books, but then I always undermine it. Just before we publish, no, it's ready to publish. I'm a very uneducated man. I can't speak, I don't have proper grammar, all that. So, well, not that Osho had that either, but he was a professor and a master in debates of all India. So he had that skill, talking. I'm just happy that some of you understand me. I think I'm much better live, you know, live TV. Otherwise, it's more difficult to understand. I know nothing about producing books, but I type really well and fast. Good, type. And I feel that I can help in the transcription of the satsang audios and collaborate in this way to the production of the book. I have been feeling this call for some months, and I came here thinking about talking to Devadasha about my availability to help. And this help can happen from anywhere, even from Brasilia. Yes, from anywhere. It can be. And now, Eshal, don't think about it. Talk, bring it into action. I'm not so much interested in what you, oh, I'm going to do that, I have great plans. I'm more interested what you do now. That's what I'm interested in. Otherwise, I heard that. And another thing also, in the retreats and in satsang, when you start coming back to yourself and falling in tune with me, and your heart is opening and your consciousness is opening, and you start getting ideas and you want to follow this instinct, this truth. Every retreat I say that, you have to live up to it then. Because I've seen so many times that this happened all the time. No? Of course, because you are coming back. Then, oh, I want to be more involved. I want to do this. I want to do that. Then you go back to wherever you go. And then, like the air goes out of the balloon. You have to get involved when you have that feeling. In anything that your heart is telling you, that you want to get involved and create more beauty, something that makes you happy, not that you feel involved, then you have to do it. That's the challenge. You cannot just think about it. Then you feel again, I missed out, I didn't get involved. That's the only way you can check yourself. If it's for you, if it makes you more happy. No? And then that's the sign. If you get into something and it gives you more energy, then it's the right. I'm all for that things should be natural. If it's a big effort, it's not right. But if your heart, your own heart is telling you this is what I should do, then follow it. And I have told you before, now I have more freedom and flexibility in my work. And I would like very much to help here in some way. I want to be part of this service of love, Babaji. I'm here entirely at your disposal, at your service. In love and profound gratitude, yours, Shal. This is the most important, Eshal, that you feel that gratitude and you want to. That is the most important, that you have that feeling. Because I'm interested in you, that you are happy. So only that feeling is beautiful, no? That you are available. Then the next step is to really get involved. In whatever way. In whatever way you can see that you can do something to get involved. That is your calling, no? To get out of the old and get more involved in something that your own heart, your own consciousness is telling you. And that service, when it comes from your own heart, your own being, and when you are following that, that's what makes you happy. No? You're listening to your own insight, your own understanding. And you're so used to listening to everybody else. You have to see now, be more sensitive, more true to yourself. To your own being, then you will be happy. You haven't really listened to yourself. You've been listening to society, to family, to partners, to ideas. So first, you have to come back to yourself. Very few people start listening to themselves. You have to start knowing yourself. That is my work here. I'm trying to get you in touch with yourself. No? Because only when you feel yourself and know yourself, then you can know what you want. If you don't know yourself, if you're not in touch, which most people are, they are lost in their minds, then you don't know. You want one thing in the morning, another thing at lunch, another thing at dinner. It's all changing all the time because you don't know. That's how the mind is. But when you go deeper than the mind, then only you will feel what is important, no? What is real service. That comes from your deeper being. No, you feel that yourself. No, you have to follow it, no? Not follow somebody else's idea how you should live. And no, you don't even need that, you said. You have more freedom and flexibility in your work. You have been working, you have been in society, you have had a good job. Now, start living from your own consciousness. That will make you happy. Okay? Don't hold back. Then when you love yourself, then you love others also, no? It's like that, because you see you're all in the same boat, no? We're all together. Oh my God, beloved, today in video satsang, something finally clicked. This Chiyonu, it is a collection of ideas, of images, of memories, but it has no substance. It does not exist because each moment is new. I created this idea of Chiyonu by collecting all the memories and holding on to them, remembering them over and over, discussing it mentally. I built this idea of Chiyonu up in my mind. Yes. Castles made of sand melts into the sea eventually. Castles made in the clouds. This identity of Chiyonu is an act of imagination. I am fully present, alert, and awake in each moment. I have not drifted off into cosmos, but this experience of Chiyonu dies moment to moment, yet it is always here, new and fresh. I know you describe this 1,000 times, but this one clear realization is like an atomic bomb. Love and devotion as always. Yeah, I say it and describe it 1,000 times, but it clicks when it clicks, no? And you never know when it's going to click. And it have clicked sometimes. And every click, it goes deeper. So you can't have any ideas. Just be open for the moment. This is the thing. This Chiyonu is just a collection of ideas, of images, of memories, but has no substance. What is this Chiyonu? It's just a name, a word. And that is something to remember also, because when you get sannyas, it is an invitation into something new. The possibilities are vast. It is a new start. But that name, don't hold on to the name. Don't hold on to a new idea. It is like you have a thorn in your foot, then you take another thorn to take it out. First you have an identity, you have a name. You are Martha. Then you take out that, and then you are Jono. Then you can think, oh no, I'm so and so, no, I'm spiritual. That is becomes a spiritual ego then. First you have a normal ego, which is not so fatty as a spiritual ego. But that is not the purpose. I'm not here to give you a more fatty ego. I'm here to know first you take out one. You just use it, then you throw it away also. Don't get hung up in any name, any form, any idea. Of course, it is a period where that is needed because it's positive, it's new. It was needed to get out the old idea. But then go deeper, no? And what is sannyas? What is the seeker? What is the disciple, therefore? To go beyond the name and the form, to know yourself. And every idea, every mind, anything that comes from the mind is just an illusion. So you cannot have any idea, you cannot have any thought if you're going to function totally free and conscious and alert in the moment. And people think, if I don't use my mind, if I lose my mind, then how can I function? This is the old, very old fear of everybody. But I'm saying, and the wise ones have always said, you are not the mind. So what about if I lose my mind? I'm not the mind. So what have I lost? Nothing, something that was not mine. And the mind, the thinking, is a different thing. You can consciously use your mind. Mind is a beautiful instrument, no? But if you build any idea in the mind, in your mind, and discussing it mentally, then it becomes too hot in the head, no? But that is maybe also a process you have to go through, that it's no way you can do that by thinking, by mentally doing it. And then again, maybe that is needed for it to pop. Everybody is unique, so there's so many different ways to go beyond. But whatever way, you have to go beyond your idea of yourself. Be that an atom explosion, an insight, a satori, surrender, a vision, whatever realization you have, then as soon as you are beyond that image that you are somebody, then you are happy. The mind will still be there because the mind is like a computer. Everything you need to function in the world is there. It's just that you are not a slave to it. It's no mental mindfuck. You don't think, you use it. You're not the slave of your thinking, you're a master of it. You don't think unnecessarily. Then imagine how much energy you will get. If you use all that energy that all the time goes around in your head, you can use that for peaceful meditation, for creativity, for service, for doing intelligent things, what you need to. Normally, we spend 90% unconscious of our energy. Just imagine if you have that 90% back to yourself, how much more content, how much peaceful, how centered you will be. So I gave it that name, Chiyono, because it was an enlightened woman, Chiyono. But remember, Chiyono, that was not the real thing. The Chiyono is just the name. The real Chiyono is beyond the name, no? And the old story also, the real Chiyono could only come forth as such when she popped, when she forgot herself. Then she became known that she woke up. So the name, we have to have something, because to just say you, it's too many yous. And you. No, not you, but you. No. You. So the name is good. We have to, there's nothing wrong. But don't hold on to that, because that is not you, you know. That's why I want you to go in. Who are you? Beyond all these layers. Layers upon layers upon layers. When all the layers is gone, when you're back to your natural state, is everything is clear. So this is something also to remember for everybody, because first, the society and the unconsciousness, they have created an idea who you are. That is the normal masses. They have an idea. I'm O'Brien, the pub owner. I know very well. I'm Postman Pat. Like that. I am SpongeBob. I know who I am. You can see my birth certificate. So this is the masses, they you just scratch a little bit and they get uncomfortable, no? Because nobody knows who they are. It's very freaky to ask somebody, who are you really? Are you really Postman Pat? That's what you believe? This is an uncomfortable thought. So then it starts a whole new journey to go beyond your idea of who you are, your image, which means your form also, because you are identified with the form. And only when you go beyond that, then you come to your own understanding of how, who you are and how things function. That you are not the name, you are not the form, you are not the mind, you are not the mental activity, you are something else. But that also cannot happen before it happens, because then it will be mental. Like so many, they read all the books. I want to give you your own experience. Then you know. Then it's a new beginning from that. Of course, many times you can fall back and go up and down. But when you first had an insight, then it's a beginning, it's the start of something new. It can never really become the same then, because it's a different dimension. You have opened the curtain as such. And the Sufis, they say you have hundreds of curtains. You have to. So don't stop with just one. That happens also. I had the idea 10 years ago, I saw something, I had a satori. Yeah, but so what? No, it's just a memory. Then you hold on to that memory like, oh, that was a good movie I saw. Avatar. Yeah, Avatar, but that was in 2009. It's like that. Always come back to the moment, no? And this is the ups and downs of the spiritual search. Because when you start, and that's not so just by me initiating you into sannyas, that now hopefully you will be more conscious. It's just the beginning. It takes long time to learn about yourself, because nobody have taught you about yourself. Then you carry also maybe a lot of spiritual ideas. All that has to go till you become natural again. All ideas. And who are you without any ideas? They think in the West, you get the body, then the consciousness come in the body. No, it's not like that. It's consciousness that creates the body. It's the other way around. But then you get identified with the body and you forget your real consciousness, your essence. Then problems start. No, the whole way back is to come back to your consciousness and stabilize in that. Then you function as consciousness in the body. Not that you are a body with little bit consciousness, blip, 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 like that. No, you are consciousness in a little body. That's how it is. That's the problem we have forgotten. But that will challenge you because you've been living always the other way around. So you will have to stand up for that, to integrate it. Bring your new understanding into life. That's what I call the natural man. You don't have any ideas. You just live spontaneously. Beloved, so amazing to sit at your feet in this physical body, but always in the heart. I was so incredibly touched when you talked about Babajan kissing Meher Baba on the third eye and the mysterious happening which occurred. Even as I write this, it's so strong. Yeah, that's how easy it can be when there is no ego there, no? When it's total innocence, no protection, just the thirst, just the longing. These are very seldom you find these souls, no? But the enlightened one, they see that. That's how easy it can be. But it's very seldom. One mystic said, other than the living master, who can erase our sorrow and pain? The river of life is deep, the current is strong, everybody is being swept away. But my master took kindly to me and pulled me to the shore. He saved me. Anger, desires, stupidity, greed, ego were all making me blind. But my master gave me the sword of knowledge and drove them away. My destination was very far, and the night was dark. I could not see my way, but he pulled me back to the straight road, and I reached home. I say, he who surrenders his body, mind, and wealth and pleases his master, he is able to cross this ocean of samsara with joy and ease. That's how easy it is. So easy. Just surrender body, mind, and wealth. You can even drop the wealth. Just hold on to your money. I don't care. Just your pain. He who surrender his body, mind, and wealth, and pleases the master, he is able to cross this ocean with joy and ease. So easy. It's always been like this. This may be 1,000 years old, nothing has changed. The truth never changed. Just like the sun. It's always new and it's always old. It's eternal. No? Beloved Babaji, I just want to share with you something that I read in a book and I found really, really beautiful. When a flower is ready to open, it simply opens all at once. When the fruit is on the edge of ripening, it needs only the faintest kiss from the sun to finish the work. Yes. That's how easy it is. That's how easy it is if you are natural, if you are open, if you are in the flow with existence, which all trees, all fruits, all birds or animals, everything is totally in tune except man. How come? Because of that you call ego. You don't find that in the fruit. You don't find that in the birds. So that is man's downfall. But remember, for God's sake, remember that you can rise above. You can become an angel and not a dark person. You can be guided by love and light instead of darkness and ego. That is the possibility. That is the human being's possibility. But if they don't wake up that sleeping heart, that sleeping consciousness, then all this goes to waste. Which is very sad. Nothing is more sad than that. So beautiful. It is in this book called Women on the Way. And it was when they were telling the story of Sumala, a princess that just by reading a letter that her parents sent to her, telling her about Buddha's teaching, and she understood everything. This is how it is when you are open, when you are ready. Just like I said with Maya Baba, she was ready, she was clean. No dust on the mirror. Then just one reminder and it clicks. And there's many stories like that. Not many when you see all the human beings on the planet, because very few is even interested in meditation, in satsang, in who they are. And much less are finding who they are. But this woman, she understood everything they say just by reading the Buddha's teaching. She was utterly ready. When I read this book, I feel that I am a possibility. Thank you, Babaji. I love you. Yours, Janani. Yes, my dear Janani. You are a possibility. You are all a possibility. So don't lose the possibility. Because it's very easy to lose. That's why I go on reminding you, follow your own instinct, your heart. Know when the heart is opening and you understand the depth of these sentences, these sayings. Then listen. Listen very attentively. So you forget everything else. That is listening. That is what the Buddha means by listen. You listen so attentively that you forget everything else. Then it goes in, into your heart, into your being. And when there is no resistance, that is like the sun that comes into that ripe fruit. That flower is just that last touch and it opens by itself. And this can only happen if there is no resistance, no ego, You are just totally available for the sun. In fact, you are longing for that kiss of the sun. That is what all the flowers do. All the flowers, they love every day. Ah, I'm here. Kiss me. And then the sun comes, and effortless, whoa. And that, whoa. It's too much. It's all about your openness, your receptivity. Your longing. It's like that. Don't focus on the rain. The rain just... there's a little cloud over the valley. Remember, the sun, just a little bit up. The sun is all the time there. All over the planet, the sun is all the time sending its rays, no? But people get stuck. They think it's raining. No, no, it's sun, all the time sun. Only sometimes it's rain, then it's okay. Like the Buddha said, go to that place where there is no hot and no cold. Where is that? Where there is no hot, there is no cold.
Jugahadasache Dani Sani. Where there is hatred, let me sow love.